Illustrated here is an example of a saturation flow calculation. In this example, there were 15 individual runs that were recorded. Take for example run number 1. The time between the fourth and last vehicle in this example is 26 seconds. There happens to be 12 vehicles between the fourth and the last vehicle in queue. Therefore, the average time between vehicles is the 26 seconds divided by the 12 vehicles, which would yield 2.17 seconds per vehicle. This calculation was performed 14 more times for a total of 15 runs. So for this example, the average time between vehicles is 2.05 seconds, which is rounded from 2.0492 as shown on the end. This yields a saturation flow rate of 1,757 vehicles per hour per lane, which is calculated as 3,600 seconds per hour divided by the average of 2.05 or 2.0492 seconds per vehicle. The second example illustrated here shows what would happen if the recorder was consistently 1 second high on each and every run. In this case, instead of having 26 seconds, there was 27 seconds recorded. Given this 1 second higher recording, the average time between vehicles will become higher. In this case, the total average time for the 15 runs is 2.13 instead of 2.05. This would yield a quite lower saturation flow of 1,694 vehicles per hour per lane. In the third example, this illustrates what would happen if the recorder was consistently 1 second lower. Here, the measurement for the first run is 25 seconds instead of 26. This yields an average time between vehicles of 2.08 seconds. This then gives an average of the 15 runs of 1.97 seconds per vehicle, or a saturation flow that's quite a bit higher of 1,825 vehicles per hour per lane. This illustrates the need for good data collection. As you can see, even 1 second off can make quite a big difference in the resulting saturation flow calculation.